Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information and Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Good morning, depending on where you are, East Coast, West Coast. It is showtime today, and it is definitely Beamer go time. So I am really excited to host today. Once again, this is Mark Gilowitz calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I've got my new friend, Greg Peterson. Greg, are you there?
I am here, Mark.
Okay. So you're on the other side of the United States. You're out in California. I don't know if it's sunny. It's normally sunny California. Is it sunny today?
It is sunny, and it is warming up. I think we're supposed to see triple digits here starting tomorrow. So we'll definitely be beaming, drinking a lot of water.
Exactly. So we recommend 8 ounce glass of water before you get on the Beamer and 8 ounces afterwards, because over 80% of your blood is made up of water. So that is so important. And Greg, before you get into what a compliant testimonial is, I actually have a new testimonial. So I tease around with Beamer reps. I'm like, hey, if you go do something stupid, and then you'll have a new Beamer testimonial. And as a guy, and I'm 55 years old, and I know Greg, you're a hardcore athlete. I don't consider myself a hardcore athlete, but I try to work out 5 times a week. I bike. I jog, I lift weights, and I'm more of a 5K kind of guy, 3.5 miles. But I watched a motivating video last week by David Goggins. So if you don't know who David Goggins is, very inspirational, very motivational. R-rated. He's an ex-Navy SEAL, so he's got uses some kind of hardcore language. But as far as mindset and mental toughness, have never come across anybody like him. It was really interesting. It was a billionaire that brought him in for a week to his home for Dave to live with him to see if he could help him take this billionaire to the next level. And this billionaire was being interviewed, and he said, what was it like with David Goggins? He goes, every day sucked because he's just so hardcore. But anyway, I watched a David Goggins video, and I said, you know what? I'm going to double what I did, what I normally do. So I did a 10K. I ran almost 7 miles, 3.5 miles out. And this was at 7 p.m. at night, 91 degrees still, high humidity here in Charlotte. About had a heat stroke. I had to stop, drink some water to not pass out. On the way back, you know, I guess God heard me complaining, and the heavens opened up, and there was a torrential downpour for the last mile back home. And you know what? When I came home, my hip had locked up, my legs were screaming, and I was so glad I had the Beamer. I Beamered before I went to bed. When I woke up, I Beamered again, and it made all the difference in the world. And, Greg, you and I were just talking about this. I don't know if people out there are familiar with concierge healthcare, but I pay $100 a month, and I get concierge healthcare. So if I want to talk to my doctor, just do a Zoom call whenever I want to. I set that up. I can set up an appointment for different things, $100 flat fee per month. I started thinking, you know, Beamer's like that. You can Beamer for $100 a month, and imagine having concierge healthcare in your home, a Beamer in your home, where you can use it whenever you want to for as little as $100 a month. And I think that is absolutely amazing. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Greg, if you want to add anything, or just go right into how people can share their testimonial and how to give a proper testimonial.
You bet. I'll tell you what, Mark, I totally can feel your discomfort as far as did, because when I first got my Beamer and I was just started doing bike riding again, I'd taken a couple months off and went out there, and my mind was saying, you bet, go for it. And after I was returning back from about a 50-mile ride, and I had moved to a new location where it was all uphill to get to my residence, the whole way up that hill, my legs were screaming. And all I could think of is, oh, I'm so going to test out the Beamer. I am going to be testing out the Beamer. And when I did, I got on it, did a nice recovery session with it. And knowing the physiology, and a lot of you may not know me, I've been a paramedic for over 30 years, and I love studying the science and physiology behind items. And so realizing what is going on with the blood flow or the lack of, and what causes the discomfort in our legs when that's occurring. So after getting on the Beamer and knowing that one session lasts for 8 to 16 hours now, that we're looking at, or actually 12 to 18 hours. Let me get the facts straight here. So looking at what it does, it's like, okay, after an hour, a lot of the discomfort was gone, but not quite all the way. So I waited an hour, and sure enough, after that time, I was great. Now, my legs were still tired, but that discomfort was gone. And that was never the case beforehand. So it was really a big change. So let's get right into it, because I know we got a lot of people on the line, and I want to hear what their compliant testimonials are. And so what is a compliant testimonial? Well, number one, we don't mention any disease names that are common in the medical field. We use general terms, all right? Number two, we do not mention any drug names or the use of words like pain, cured, treatment, anything like that. We do not give our own protocols or usage tips because there are no protocols, only the Beamer basic plan. So we definitely want to follow these guidelines. Keep it nice and simple. The shorter and the more direct, the better. I know I'd put out a contest, and we talked about this, Mark, earlier, about 30 seconds. However, we want to hear what the Beamer has done for you in a compliant manner, because this will help open up the doors for a lot of different people that walk by other individuals and they hear somebody say about a certain situation or condition that they have. And this is going to help light the fire for you to go, you know what? I have something that might be able to help you. And this is where we're able to go out and touch other people's lives, just one person at a time. And as the equine group is saying too, one barn at a time. So with that, Mark, do we want to get started and start hearing from some of our people?
Absolutely. And you know, you said helping one person at a time, and I love this quote, and this is my new kind of life quote. It's helping one person might not change the world, but it could change the world for that one person. And every testimonial is a life change. And also, hopefully, it'll inspire somebody else to get a Beamer and have their life change as well. So let's go to our first caller. Just if you want to get into the queue, just press 1, and that will get you into the queue so you can ask a question or have a testimonial. And our first caller is area code 208-208-720. You're live on Blog Talk.
Mark and Greg, David Olson calling from Idaho. Good morning, gentlemen. How
David.
Are you guys?
Hey,
doing
David.
Good.
How are you, buddy?
All's good here. We're getting some light rain, so not as hot as it has been here in Idaho. And hopefully it'll put some fires out because it is fire season.
Yeah.
So great to have Greg on this call. I know you agree, Mark. I did want to add something to what Greg said. We don't want to discuss protocols, but it is certainly okay to say, hey, I did program 1 or I did program 2 on a particular
sure.
area of the body, whatever you personally have chosen to do. I have my sweet sister on the call with me. She's not a distributor, but she has been a faithful Beamer user for the last 3 years. And I consider her my twin, even though she's a few years older. And she has a good story just from a couple weeks ago that I wanted her to share with people. She's been a personal trainer for the last 30 years, and she's very in tune with her body. So I'd love to bring my sister on the call, if you guys are okay with that.
You
absolutely.
Bet, David.
Her name is Diane Olson. Diane, can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Hi, Diane.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey there, Diane.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
Welcome, Diane.
Hi, Diane Olson here.
2.2.
My husband and I have owned a Beamer for several years now, and we use it as an investment in our general health as well as our future well-being. Recently, it had a more specific use. During the quarantine, I was completing a push-up program, and apparently, because I have no mirrors really in the house, I had sloppy mechanics, and I tweaked my shoulder. And after two nights of waking up every time I rolled over, you've probably been there. I used ice, anti-inflammatories, and mild stretching, but it wasn't improving. So I pulled out this Beamer spot and targeted it twice a day. As David said, I'm a certified personal trainer through the American College of Sports Medicine and the American Council on Exercise. It's out of my scope of practice to diagnose, but after 30 years of orthopod referrals and physical therapy exercise prescriptions, I did have an idea of what was happening. I've always instructed to warn my clients. It could easily be 4 to 6 weeks unless something more serious happened. Doggone it, after 1 week, I could roll over without discomfort. After 1 week, I started doing some mild lat pull downs and standing rows. It was pretty cool. I'm not 100% yet. I'm still doing some mild stretching, but I'm sure way ahead of what I thought, where I thought I'd be.
That's
isn't
awesome,
it amazing?
Diane.
Now, when you started using it, how soon after you started using the Beamer did you actually start recognizing a change?
It took about 5 to 7 days. I noticed, and I asked my brother about this, when I put the spot on my shoulder where it was inflamed, I could feel it pulsing, and I felt some mild response. It didn't hurt. I could just tell there was some kind of either increased blood flow, or it just was, and it's not like target pressure that we sometimes use in personal training. It just was this mild reaction, and that has since gone away, but I'm still using it twice a day to make sure I stay ahead of the curve on this. It was 5 to 7 days, and I know from past experience it's weeks before you'll experience any kind of relief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, would you almost consider it like an awakening? When I know it and I've applied and I've felt something, I almost describe it, it's kind of like an awakening. It's like the body's waking up in that area.
That's a good description. That's a really good description. Yes, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. And so when I tell people and I get them on the Beamer and I'm showing them how to use it, I'll look at them and describe it like this. I'll look at them and I'll ask them this simple question. Do you feel your hair growing right now? And they'll look at me and they'll have the very same reaction. They'll start to giggle. And I'll go, well, yeah. You don't feel your hair growing right now, but you know it's growing, right? And they're like, well,
right.
Yeah. And I go, right. So when we're using the Beamer, you may not actually feel it working, but we know the Beamer is working at that microscopic level, and that's where the magic occurs. And so we just got to give it time. That's awesome.
You know, I like that because this is the first time I've had a real aha moment. I put it on my foot. I put it on the back of my knee. I put it on my heel. I put it on little, like you gentlemen were describing, some of your workouts and discomforts. And so I've had a few of those, and I've used the spot. but nothing my shoulder, where I was very diligent about using it twice a day, putting it around the shoulder girdle on the back of my, right by my lat, where sometimes you get some discomfort when the inflammation is moving out of the injury. And I just had never had an aha moment like that. And that's when I called my brother and I said, David, I'm really impressed. After 3 years, I feel good about what I'm doing. But this was my aha moment.
That is so awesome, Diane. And David, thank you so much for bringing her on board. And boy, am I going to want to get some scoop on you now, talking to her at another time here.
Hey, Diane, I got a
Thank
quick question
you all.
For you. Diane, got a quick question for you.
Yes.
This is Mark. And you said you've had the Beamer for a while. I'm just curious, and I know David's a leader in the Beamer world, but what originally got you to purchase a Beamer? Why did you purchase it?
I went to the Academy in Salt Lake City, 3 years ago, and it was after David let us borrow one of his demos, and then he invited me to come to Salt Lake City and listen to the physiology of what's going on in your body when you use it. And it was that film and that instruction that the group had that day that I was kind of incredulous, not kind of, I was skeptical. But when I went and saw the discussion, it just made sense. And after all these years, I was thinking about how we tend to be more global when we discuss our bodies, especially as personal trainers we do. People come into us with requests for biceps or lats, or we very rarely get to a more micro level. And it just clicked. And I think the academies are something that are really important to enhance our understanding of how little we know about our bodies. We think we read a lot. We listen to lectures online. We listen to masters. They say they're master workout people. But I don't know that we fully appreciate how intricate our body is and how if we just give it a chance, it can do a lot on its own. It was the Academy.
Yeah, that's awesome. And add up. Hey, Mark, really quick, one thing I want to bring up also is that on the academies that we have a lot of new people that are signing up now for these new online academies. And I just got off a manager's meeting here earlier this morning, and I found out how they do that. So when you sign up for an academy, make sure you do it well in advance and then help your people, because in about a week prior, because they will receive three different emails in their Beamer email. Make sure they check their Beamer email. And within those three emails that they receive, it will give them instructions on how to download Zoom. They must have Zoom downloaded on their computer or phone. And then they will receive then the links on being able to get into the actual the Academy itself. So I'm so glad that you also brought that up, Diane, but you are so true about the academies that they're designed to hit all aspects of Beamer, the history, the science, the business side, everything, and something is going to resonate with each and every person. So that's great. Mark, do you have anything further on that?
I don't. Just want to say, David, thank you for introducing us to Diane, and Diane, thank you for a great testimonial.
Thank you very much.
Diane.
I appreciate it. You bet. And
all
this
right.
is how good my shoulder is. I'm leaving to go to a golf lesson.
Yay.
There you go.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye,
let's get to
yeah,
our
so
next.
I love that. Press 1 to be added to the queue, and you can ask a question or share your compliant testimonial. Don't be shy. And
yeah,
as we wait for...
And I think what a lot of people don't realize, too, Mark, and I was thinking about this, and I didn't realize it when we when you guys invited me to start to help on hosting this, that all the people that help with Blog Talk Radio, we are all volunteering our time to do this,
exactly,
to help each and every contributor out there. And what an amazing way for us to help out each other. And for me, I have no problem dedicating my time because I am paying this forward because the Beamer has touched my life in so many ways. And so please, all you have to do is press number one on your phone, and then that will show up on our little board here. And then we can bring you on, and you can share your testimonial with us.
Yep.
Do you have anything further while we wait for others there? We got a lot of people listening.
Greg, now, I just want to let people know that that you're semi-famous in the Beamer world. The previous 8-minute video, they're doing a new 8-minute video, but in the previous one, you were highlighted in that video, right?
Yes, they were able to get a rope around me and drag me in. So it was a great experience, and that's something, too. Once again, I just volunteered my time and just shared what Beamer had done for me, how I was introduced to Beamer by being a support crew member for the four-man RAM team in 2016. And then again, after that had been, that seed had been planted, I got involved, became a distributor, just started sharing it with my family and friends, and it just continued to grow. And then by the time that we did the RAM race in 2018, now this is a race that starts in Oceanside, California, and it goes nonstop to Annapolis, Maryland. This is a bicycle race, and we go nonstop, and there's over 170,000 feet of climbing. So our four-man team, they did it. And we not only won, but we beat all the 8-man teams, which is unheard of. Well, that definitely sparked my interest. Then in 2018, now I'm a group leader, so I helped train the four additional guys that we did for the 8-man team. And not only did we win, but we set two new world records. So does the Beamer work? You bet. Did we have some great high-quality riders on board? You bet. But each and every one of them were monitoring their output every day on their wattage, their rest, recovery, regeneration, and they were able to document and show how this was helping each and every day. Because we had a couple brand new guys who were like, oh, no, I'm going to skip it and I'm going to go out and ride. They could literally see on their computers how their performance had dropped if they weren't using it. So it was truly amazing. So, Mark, I see that we have a couple people. Let's get them on board and let's hear some of our testimonies.
Okay, absolutely. All right, so our next caller is area code 713. 713, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Greg and Mark. It's Sandra in Houston. You all were sort of sounding lonesome, so I thought I'd push one. Greg, I'm really enjoying your contributions. And what's interesting is I had never put the puzzle pieces together, the significance of a four-man team beating an 8-man team until you articulated it, which is something I never really thought about because I'd never heard about Race Across America before Beamer. I'm coming up on 3 years almost with my Beamer, my life-changing Beamer, the best investment I've ever made in my life. And the short little testimonial I'll give right now is that my knees have been bothering me recently. And I would wrap my knee with the B-pad and use a program on it. And, or you're right, after that hour, it would be better. But I finally thought, well, why don't I do a second time? I did. I waited about, 3 or 4 hours. Still bothering me some, still some discomfort. And the second time around in a day seemed to make vast improvements to the extent that I could skip using it for a few days. And that's my testimonial.
No, that's awesome, Sandra. think of it like this. When we do our 8-minute session, and the reason why we do it every 12 hours is we've been told every 12 to 16 hours is the duration of the signal within our system. Okay? So think of it like drinking a cup of coffee in the morning. You start off with your coffee at the very, very top. And as the day goes on, you slowly start sipping on it, and it goes down a little bit lower and a little bit lower and a little bit lower. So then when you do the Beamer again, you're topping off that coffee. So you're just bringing it back up to that, ultimately, that top therapeutic level. So there's no way you can overdose on it. It's just topping it off, and that's it. So that's the beauty of using Beamer, is that, you know, 1 8-minute session lasting for 12 to 18 hours, depending on the health condition of the individual. And here you're able to allow this amazing product to make such amazing magical changes, and it's so much fun to watch. So thank you for sharing there, Sandra. Mark, I see we got a couple more people, and so let's make sure we can get them on.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you for calling in.
Sure thing.
Uh-huh. All righty, next caller, we've got area code 407. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. I've had fabulous results. By the way, this is Denise from Orlando, and I've had fabulous results in the last few years with using the Beamer since my chiropractor referred it to me. The question that I have, though, is my partner, we love I love the sleep mode. And my partner started using the sleep mode, and she has found that she wakes up about 2 o'clock every morning, wide awake, and then she has a hard time going back to sleep. Has anyone ever had that problem before? And if so, what can she do about it?
So getting
okay, got a question. Oh,
yep.
Go ahead, Greg.
Oh yeah, no, Mark. What I was just going to mention is, you know, some people are wondering the sleep mode, and so Mark, I'll actually run this by you, because now that we are a class 2, we don't have the sleep mode involved. Now, those who are previously using the Pro unit, naturally, they have the sleep mode. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark. Mark's got a little bit more experience on this part. So take it away, buddy.
Okay. So, right. So those who are getting the Beamer Go unit, they do not have access to that as of right now.
Correct.
Hopefully that'll come back in the near future. But with your partner, is that just like the first few times, or was that after several times of using it?
No, after she started using it, and then she started waking it up, so she stopped using it. And then she's just started back like about a week or so ago, and it's been happening every night.
Okay. So
she just wakes up at 2 o'clock, wide awake.
Yeah. Okay. So everybody's different. That's not what normally happens, but there is no, you know, normal when it comes to people. They're so different. I know when I started using the sleep program, I kept waking up too for the first few times, and I just stayed with it. So probably by about the third time I used it, then everything was good. Now, some people will use it and just sleep fantastic, but there's so much going on at nighttime. As we know, more repair happens at nighttime than in the daytime. But if it keeps going on, also, is she using the Beamer 8 minutes in the morning, 8 minutes in the evening as well?
Not so much in the morning, which I told her that's she really needs to. But she does do it before she goes to bed, yes.
Okay, I was just going to say maybe separate the evening session, you know, at least a couple hours before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And don't do it like
okay.
right before you go to bed. And do you have your unit plugged in, or do you have it battery operated?
Plugged in.
Plugged in, okay. I've had a few, I'm not saying this is a situation, but I had someone call in once where they had it plugged in, and then when they switched to a battery and didn't have it plugged in and had it switched to a battery, they didn't have that. So sometimes people, I don't know, can be super sensitive. But all I can say is you just kind of have to experiment. But normally, after a few times, your body will normalize, and then you'll be fine. So okay. just kind of experiment with that, and then also when you're doing your 8-minute sessions during the day.
Okay, great. And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and also, Denise, also know that you can call the user hotline also. And so Nikki or is it Gilbert that is there and Dr. Burka, they will get back to you, and they will also give their suggestions on what can be done at that time.
Right. I just know that they are so busy right now with all the new beamers coming in. I try not to do that.
No, I appreciate that. And that's another good thing to get out to everybody is please go through your group, your sponsors, your group leaders, your team managers. If you have any questions of where you thought you would contact your customer service, go through your management structure first, because 70% of the calls, this was per Albert, 70% of the calls coming in were all ones that could be actually handled by the management structure to help reduce the
list
right now because it's so overloaded. So we've got a couple more people. Let's get them on the line.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Denise, for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Next caller is area code 530. 530, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Bridget in California. I haven't
hey there,
been
Bridget.
On, hi. I haven't been on giving my testimonial for a while, but I thought that you maybe needed somebody today. So here I am.
You're always needed, yes.
I've had my Beamer, my lovely Beamer, since May of 2017. And I discovered the Beamer on my own, actually. I got the news in 2016 that I needed a hip replacement, which shocked me, but it was the result of an old ski injury a few decades prior. And I started looking at all kinds of ways to avoid the surgery, maybe regenerate my cartilage, et cetera, et cetera. And I was actually thinking of stem cell therapy to do so, and I was speaking with an orthopedist that did it. And after examining my MRIs, he said, no, you know, you could try, but the likelihood is very minimal after a lot of cost. And then he cautioned me. He said, but make sure you get this kind of implant, get the great surgeon, which I did. But he said, and after that, make sure you maintain really healthy blood circulation around that joint going forward in life. And so that put that idea in my mind, and then I started searching for blood circulation support, et cetera. And then I found my lovely sponsor who was doing a video, didn't mention the name of the device, it contacted her. And she said, well, I can tell you what, it will help tremendously with your recovery. And then going through life, you'll have such confidence that you're maintaining healthy joints, healthy body. You'll be so grateful you have it. So that's what I did. And I just briefly watched the blood flow video, and I got my Beamer without ever trying a Beamer, because
wow.
I also was introduced to who Dr. Klopp was, which blew my mind. So for me, that was always sufficient. And I can tell you that I'm very athletic. I'm a swimmer. I just love the freedom of being able to push myself to maintain muscle strength, and because as we get older, that's a real problem, maintaining that muscle and with the resistance. And I never worry that I'm going to do something that's going to tweak, you know, a joint or a muscle, you know, because I know I have the Beamer and I can get on it right away. It's so freeing. It's just, you know, for me, really, it is like that fountain of youth. I'm just so blessed to have it in my life, and I want everybody to know how wonderful it is. So thank you, fellas, for what you do.
Yeah, Bridget, did you notice also on your swimming, when I started swimming again and I'd been using the Beamer beforehand, I would do like about a 500-yard warm-up, and then I would put the floater down between my legs because all I do is just the crawl, but I'm, you know, endurance guy, so it's just like wind me up, and then I just go until they tell us to get out of the pool at the end of the time. But beforehand, I would have to use that floater between my legs because I would be burning up so much oxygen kicking my legs. as I was pulling myself along, and I would get winded. After I started using the Beamer, I noticed I never needed to use that floater, and that I was much more efficient. And what a way to recognize that than in that situation. I was able to really understand it better. And it truly, I mean, it was just mind-blowing when I realized what was going on. Did you notice anything like that?
Well, I'm a lake swimmer, and I do distance. And the first summer I had it, so that was the placement, I was a little concerned how I was going to build into it, you know. And I hadn't been, I did some therapy. Well, I started swimming in February of that year in a pool. And so I had been building myself up in a pool. But by June, I was in the lake. And I didn't have any caution about kicking, because I'd had the hip replacement, you know. And so by that time, it had been maybe 7 months since the surgery. And I had no problem kicking. I don't use any devices when I swim. I just swim. And but what I did know was within 1 month of getting back into the lake swim, I had such amazing capacity to just go, right? My oxygen utilization. And so I was swimming in 1 month the stroke volume that I was doing typically at the end of a 3 month summer swim. And then I walk a half mile into the lake, so I do fast walk, half mile hard swim or three quarters of a mile swim, half mile fast walk out, and I just had this incredible energy. And so and I hadn't had that level of energy in previous summers. It just really struck me like, wow, I can really go, you know? And so that's fabulous.
Thank you, Bridget. That's exactly.
Yeah, and we got the Beamer Go unit. It's all about going, right?
Right.
Yeah, most definitely. We have another one on board here.
Thank you, Bridget. All right, this could be our last caller. Let's see, area code 412, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, everybody. This is Pamela Stevens calling from Pittsburgh.
Hey there, Pamela.
Gorgeous here. I wanted to respond, maybe possibly help the woman whose partner is having an issue with sleep mode. What it sounded like, as I was listening carefully to what she said, is she started back on it every night. There's your indication. If it is true that she's trying to do it every night, she needs to maybe do one night the first week, of course. Mm-hmm. And that might be all she can take. And then obviously the second week, break those nights up if she wants to try too, like a Monday or and a Friday. It just, some people's bodies cannot handle it.
Yep.
You know what, you're right.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
I totally forgot about that. That's great, Pamela, that you brought
too.
That. Yeah. That's our basic plan.
There you go. But yeah, some people never make it to every night or even three nights or whatever. It's relevant to what your body can process. So
yeah, so
that's
for
all
a lot
I
of
have.
People, for those that are brand new, when we had it as a class one and we had the sleep mode, the basic plan included the sleep mode, where after you went through your first 6 weeks of going 1 through 6, then you would bump back down to intensity 3 per week, and then you would do the sleep mode just once that week, and then the second week you would do it twice with breaking them up, and then third week do it 3 times, once again kind of breaking it up and allow to get your body used to it. So that's what Pamela is talking about, and thank you so much for shaking the cobwebs loose in both Mark and I's head here on that one.
No worries. Sometimes it's just, the devil's in the details. It was, listening that she actually said she's gotten back on it every night. That's all.
That's,
thank you, Pamela,
great job,
so much.
Girl. We're going to have you on Blog Talk more often.
Love you guys.
All right, last caller. Last caller. So I just cut Pamela off, but thank you. Last caller, we just have a few minutes here. 720, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Mary King from the Rainy Mountains of Colorado. And I just had to, hello to both of you. This has been a great call. And hearing David's sister is awesome. We have a couple of things, and I've shared it before, but you never know who's listening to Blog Talk. In 2014, Beamer granted Mike a clinical study, 8 weeks. We had the older classic, not a lot on it. And in 8 weeks, all of the people had wonderful things to share. They only came 3 times a week for 30 minutes. And then I just spoke with a missionary who travels the world and is quite well known in Europe. And he's done some traditional. He does have an oncologist. And he wanted to know more because a friend had shared with him about Mike and maybe, I don't even know about Beamer. So he said, well, let's see. So I need to do this kind of health care, and I need to have a Beamer. And I said, well, yes. So he's going to buy one or have somebody else buy it for him. So you just never know. You never know. And you don't have to say much like Casey. Casey is awesome, and just don't want to pour and dump on him.
That's right. We never want a fire hose on anybody and glaze their eyes over and have them go to the hill.
It's easy to do, though.
We've never been on a fire hose. We were hit by a fire hose in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where when we were in end of high school, early college, they had riots there on the main street, and the fire department came along with the fire trucks, and, man, that really hurts. I mean, we weren't in the revolt, but we were watching, you know.
Yep. It you could say it has an impact.
Yeah, knocked it down. Okay, you have a blessed day.
Well, thank you, Mary. Thank you for calling in.
Mary, great
job. You're welcome.
And I know, Mark, I know you'll have some ending quotes to make. I know for myself, I love Jim Rohn. And one of the ending quotes I definitely want to let everybody go with is on setting our goals. And there's no telling what you can do when you get inspired by them. There's no telling what you can do when you believe in them. There's no telling what will happen when you act upon them. So by going out there, setting your goals, changing one life at a time, and watch the magic happen. And back to you, Mark.
Well, you know, that's so good because that ties right into the quote that I had, which is ask yourself if what you're doing today is getting you closer to where you want to be tomorrow. And so perfect follow-up quote. And I just hope that people that have heard testimonials today, it has inspired them. If you've shared testimonials with or Beamer with people, keep sharing it. If you haven't, you could be changing a life with the next person you talk to. So I just want to say, Greg, thank you so much for co-hosting with me. It's been such a pleasure. And we just encourage everybody to go out there, make it happen, do great things, and keep beamering.
Yep.
Everybody, have a great day.
And everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Continue to watch Blog Talk and listen to Blog Talk throughout the week. We have so many wonderful hosts. And so let's make this a part of our daily routine.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. Goodbye.